The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. The Wolverines are 4-1 in conference play and 7-2 overall. Michigan visits Indiana on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement today or go straight to questions?
Whichever you'd like.
Well, let's go ahead and take questions then.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Coach, after the ending of the Michigan State-Nebraska game Saturday night, a tweet was sent out from Jake Butt's account that said, quote, "I knew God had our back, lose on a fluke to little bro, and that's how they had to go down. I am the biggest OSU fan now." Later, Butt's brother claimed responsibility for sending that from Jake's account. But in light of that, are you concerned with a tweet like that coming out at this point in the season relative to your team's focus on the rest of the schedule?
I don't know anything about that one. Haven't talked to Jake about it.
Coach, is time of possession any more important to you when you prepare to face a quick strike offense like Indiana?
It's a factor, along with so many factors in the ball game. Scoring more, you know, whichever team scores more points would be the most important factor in determining the winner or the loss. Turnovers would be next. I don't know exactly where time of possession would rank, but it's a factor.
But it's no more important against a quick strike offense than maybe a more of a plotting attack?
Is it?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, which we'll find out on Saturday. I don't know either. That's what I'm telling you.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Nick Baumgartner with MLive Media Group.
How you doing, Jim?
Good. How are you?
Good. Real quick, Lawrence Marshall and Ty Isaac were back on the depth chart. Are they available this week?
We'll go through practice and make that determination.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Our next question comes from the line of Mike Miller with Bloomington Herald.
Hey, Coach. With the trip to IU this weekend, I mean, how much do you follow what Tom does with Indiana basketball? Are you able to watch the games? Do you check the box scores? Or are you even able to keep up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, keep up, talk to Tom. We talk or text. Sometimes daily, weekly. But I'm always following what the basketball team is doing there at Indiana. And I know they play Friday night. Might be an opportunity to swing over there and catch some minutes. Hopefully that works out. Shoot, I'll make it work out. But always enjoy the opportunity to see Tom and his team play.
Is there any scheduled, I guess, family get together? Any family time this weekend in Bloomington?
Yeah, we'll make some. As much as we can. Always love
cool,
the greens. Love them. Love them, love them.
And as a reminder to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Christopher Hiller with Herb FM Radio, Baltimore.
Hey, Coach Harbaugh. Talk about Indiana. How difficult is this team you're playing on Saturday? They're 0-5 in the conference, but they played Nebraska really well. They played Michigan State really well. What do you see on film?
Dangerous team. They can put a lot of points on the scoreboard. Outstanding quarterback, one of the best in the conference. Very aggressive on defense. Love to blitz. They do a great job coaching it. They've got all the assortment of blitzes, and real good presence in the defensive line. Big, tall, length. At just about every position there, really, really good, really good. Just got done watching the Rutgers game. A lot of points. Put them up in a hurry. Shoot, they had 52 points before you could. I don't even.
Mm-hmm.
Early in the third quarter, they had 52. It was impressive.
Isn't that something that you worry about, you know, for Saturday, knowing that they could put up points real quick?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
All right. Good luck this week.
Well, appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.